From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, the 17th day of March 2014. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is forecasting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 29 degrees. Wind chill values will be as low as minus 4 degrees. For Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 9 degrees and a wind chill value as low as minus 1. We'll provide the forecast for the next 3 days in a moment, but first, here is the weekend in review. Some of the stories that made the news between March 14th and March 17th. The Times Union reported that New York State Police said they will continue to investigate the fire that destroyed the 200-year-old historic Blue Store restaurant in Livingston early on Saturday, March the 15th. Firefighters responded to the intersection of Route 9 and Route 31 at about 1:45 a.m. State and county agencies and 18 other fire departments also responded. Officials requested the State Police Bureau of Criminal Investigations aid because of the size of the structure, the significant damage, and monetary loss involved. The cause of the fire has not been determined. No one was injured in the blaze. State Senator Kathleen Marchione's office is currently soliciting nominations for her Women of Distinction program. The program recognizes, celebrates, and honors the accomplishments of local women, according to a statement released by Marchione on Thursday, March the 13th. Women living in the 43rd Senate District, which includes all of Columbia County and parts of Saratoga, Rensselaer, and Washington counties, are eligible. Nominations must be submitted no later than Monday, March the 24th. One nominee will be selected by the senator and her special advisory panel to be part of the Senate statewide Women of Distinction program and honored during a public ceremony in May. Marchione's 2013 local honorees included Valencia resident and former Columbia Memorial CEO Jane Ehrlich, Columbia County Deputy Sheriff Wendy Guntrett of Hillsdale, Shirley McFina, Stuyvesant resident and retired Ichabod Crane Central School District support staff substitute, and retired Sage College School of Education professor Julia Johnson Rothenberg of Canaan. Nomination information is available at 455-2381 or at marchione.newyorksenate.gov. On Friday, March 14th, the New York State Comptroller's Office released an audit of the Hudson City School District. The audit examined the district's controls over grant administration between July 2011 and May 2013. Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli's staff found the district expended more than $79,000 on grant-related expenditures that either were not approved, not properly supported, or not expended on legitimate grant purposes. Auditors found grant expenditures reported to the State Education Department lack sufficient supporting documentation to substantiate employee benefits and salaries. Comptroller audits of the district in the past have uncovered a variety of fiscal issues in the district, including a failure to claim eligible special education services during the 2008-09 school year, and the gross mismanagement of a student mentoring grant, which led to a 2007 criminal investigation. National Sunshine Week kicked off on Sunday, March the 16th. Sunshine Week is a national initiative to promote a dialogue about the importance of open government and freedom of information. Participants included news media, civic groups, libraries, nonprofits, schools, and others interested in the public's right to know. The Florida Society of Newspaper Editors launched Sunshine Sunday in 2002 in response to efforts by some Florida legislators to create scores of new exemptions to the state's public records law. Though created by journalists, Sunshine Week is about the public's right to know what its government is doing and why. As part of Sunshine Week, the Empire Center of Public Policy, an Albany-based conservative think tank, is offering a webinar and various public outreach activities centered on its government transparency website, seethroughnewyork.net. Finally, the Daily Freeman reported the Greene County Department of Human Services will hold its fourth annual Senior Citizens Day at Catskill Point on May the 15th. The event is devoted to senior citizens in Greene County and their accomplishment. Vendors will be on hand to display services and items of interest to seniors, and aging services representatives will be available with information about the services the county has available for residents over the age of 60. The event also will feature recognition of the 2014 Senior Citizen of the Year and outstanding contribution by a Senior Citizen Award winners and fellow nominees. As for this week's weather, the forecast for today is for a mostly sunny day with the temperature high near 29 degrees and wind chill values as low as minus 4. For Monday night, mostly clear with a low around 9 degrees and wind chill values as low as minus 1. The forecast for the next 3 days on Tuesday, it will be sunny with a high near 38. Wind chill values as low as minus 2 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 21. Wednesday, a slight chance of snow showers before noon, then scattered rain showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 41. Wednesday night, rain likely before 4 a.m., then rain, snow, and sleet likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 34 degrees. And finally on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 48 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 29. Sunrise today was at 7:02 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:04 p.m. The length of the day, 12 hours and 2 minutes. That's 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Monday, the 17th day of March 2013, St. Patrick's Day. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.